This year, Pope Francis has asked that the World Day of Migrants and Refugees takes place on Sunday, the 29th of September, that is, this Sunday. It is easy to say what we should do for refugees and migrants, but this week I hope to share how migrants and refugees have helped me understand life. I never considered myself to be a trafficker, but on many occasions I have given somebody a lift in my car when it needed to get somewhere rather urgently. It may have been a family member, a neighbour, or a friend. There are many people who need to get from A to B and have limited options as to how they might get there. Most are able to avail of public transport. They may have their own transport, be it bike, car, or as in keeping with technological advances, they may have an electric scooter. However, there are many people who need to get from A to B under very different circumstances. Those who leave war-torn countries often receive aid from families and friends as they move through hostile areas, attempting to get themselves and others to safety. What one may term lending a Christian hand to a brother or sister in need, others may exploit as an emerging business opportunity, but both are traffickers. The former partakes in prophetic action, the other makes a profit. Outside the cathedral in Killarney, there is a statue of Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty. He saved the lives of 6,500 prisoners of war, partisans and Jews during the Second World War, often disguising the escapees as nuns and priests, and in so doing he provided safe passage to a new and healthier life. One of Hugh O'Flaherty's famous sayings, and one which motivated him in his work, was that God has no country. There was no A or B in his eyes or heart, just God's children evading death. Yes, he was a trafficker, I suppose, though the difference was he undertook prophetic actions and never sought to profit from people's plight.